When people come to Agra, their thoughts are often turned to love. It was love that created the Taj Mahal, one of the most beautiful places in the world. When the Emperor Shah Jahan lost his beautiful wife in childbirth, it's said that his hair turned grey in one night. His grief gave him no peace until he formulated a plan. He would build a monument to his beloved, the like of which the world had never seen. And so it was done. And it was truly magnificent. He surrounded it with beauty created with light and water and gardens that delight the eye. In every age, it is human beings who bring warmth and life to the world. And no two human beings are ever exactly the same. This is what brings delight and adventure to life. You are not the same as the person next to you. Your thoughts and feelings are unique. But with all our differences, the things that are the deepest in the human heart are the same. The need to love and to be loved. To live with peace and happiness. At the entrance of the Taj Mahal it is written, "Let no man who is not pure of heart enter the Garden of Paradise." Is there a secret hidden within this inscription which can free us from sorrow? Did the Emperor's suffering lead him to discover a truth that can return us to a state of perfect happiness? The Taj was a gift of love that has thrilled successive generations. But as great as the Emperor's love was for his young bride, destiny was to separate them. If we were to see the building simply as a monument to love and loss, we would remain prisoners of time. If instead we understand it as a testament to the need to build our lives on deeper foundations, with spiritual awareness, we can open the doors to paradise. The love of God is unlimited by time and distance, and untouched by death or separation. It is the power of this love that restores purity of heart and gives us the strength to live with truth. Here in this age, you will see humanity's journey through time. You will discover how we traveled from light into darkness, and how we can find our way back to our beginning. You will see the Garden of Eden, of Allah, of Shiva. When human beings lived with such purity of heart, so aware of their eternal spiritual nature, so free of selfishness as to be in perfect harmony with one another and the world, flawless age of abundance and joy. Not a myth, but the natural expression of God's creation. With the passing of time, that unity was lost. Our sense of identity shifted from spiritual to material. From an awareness of being sparks of spiritual energy, powerful and creative, reflecting God's love in our thoughts and actions, to an identification with the body and its physical needs and relationships. This shift weakened humanity. Our actions became self-serving instead of giving. Flaws infiltrated the diamond consciousness until eventually the crystal shattered. Paradise was lost. History then became a long search for the restoration of truth. We developed different branches of religion and philosophy. We worshipped and beseeched, prayed and did penance, performed rituals and went on pilgrimages. We discovered and invented and explored. We split the atom, claimed the moon, and sought to manipulate life itself through science. But none of this could bring peace to the world, or fill people with lasting joy and contentment. None of our endeavors could give humanity even a dim reflection of that half-remembered paradise. Today, no matter where we are or who we are, sorrow plays its part in all our lives. Even when we're happy, it seems as temporary as sugar on the tongue. Dissolved and gone before we really even have time to taste it. Religions and their prophets brought us many messages. And for all their differences, the lessons for living with each other have always been to treat others as we wish to be treated. To make love the active ingredient in everything we do. We have known these things. In every country, in every corner, people have tried to make the world a better place. But the truth of our time is that there is no balance in the world. Violence does exist, and poverty and loneliness keep many in the shadow of despair. At such a time, like a golden dawn, as sure as day follows night, a pure seed of spiritual understanding and power re-emerges. We become renewed by that spiritual source who is like a perfect mother and father to us. Nothing is impossible when we remember this divine connection. We learn that no matter how powerless we may feel in relation to events in our world, today belongs to us. And how we use it will create our tomorrows. So let go for a while of worldly concerns. Leave thoughts of other people or of past disappointments and hurts, or worries and fears about the future. Let such scenes fade from your mind. Let your heart fill with God's love and peace. Then you will know the highest happiness again, because this love and peace is also your own true and original nature, your highest state of being. It is also humanity's ultimate truth and destiny. Imagine a winter lake in a cold and snowy country. As the temperature falls, an ice crystal forms over here, and another over there. One plus one plus one, more and more ice crystals, but still separate. It's as if they are waiting. Finally, one more crystal forms. And suddenly, billions upon billions are pulled into being. The lake transforms. It is covered with a single sheet of ice. At this time, it is the same for the world. First one soul becomes peaceful and still, loving and contented. Then another, and another, and another. More and more people find love. But still, they are separate islands. It is as if they are waiting too. Then one more soul finds the love of God, and millions upon millions are pulled into love. A critical mass forms, and suddenly, as if by magic, love fills the world. In that instant, the world will change. Miracles do happen, but creating them is up to each one of us. We cannot wait for one another. In this, we should each try to be first. No matter what is happening in our families, no matter what the people around us are doing, no matter what is happening in the world, God gives us the power to choose love and peace. The journey will happen anyway. Time's chariot never stands still. We will travel. This is not a choice, but with God, we can travel peacefully. Consciousness is everything. This is the ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat. Here is knowledge that can offer you mastery over yourself. Knowledge that holds the power for self-transformation at this most important time for humanity. Events that happen now will shape the future for all of us. This is a window for God's light to shine through. Using light and sound, poetry and art, like the Taj Mahal itself, it has been created with love, not as a monument to the past, but as a call and guide to the future, a call to each one of us to restore in ourselves that purity of heart, through which paradise will be restored.